Max. Let's ready. Initiating awkward conversation in 3, 2, 1.
I like RuPaul, shut up.
I like you're gay or something.
I mean, no straight people like RuPaul's Drag Race.
No straight women. Women's what, like men.
What are you trying to say? Can you speak today?
No, I can't.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Bad Touch Bat Boy.
Ew.
And welcome to another episode of Awkward Conversations. This week's episode is entitled 50 Shades of Brown or Green, depending on what you ate.
Ew.
I had 50 Shades of Brown in my underwear this morning.
Ew!
TMI, Chef.
I'm leaving now.
Why am I sitting next to him?
Because you like it.
Wretched.
Speaking of which, I am here today with my co-hosts. Introduce yourselves.
No, you aren't.
I'm not introducing myself after that.
We have
all disassociated ourselves from this podcast in the last 30 seconds.
Anonymous black woman, what is your name?
I have to go after that.
Hey, you're kind of brown skinned, actually.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks so much.
You're
so
nice. You're about brown sugar.
You're ruining my intro.
Will you just tell everybody?
I'm trying, shut up. Hi, I'm Anastasia, a.k.a. Psycho Fembot, a.k.a. Darth Boobs!
A.k.a. Laser Boobs.
You
laser
have them.
Laser Tits.
Laser Titties.
I kind of like Anonymous Black Woman.
Sugar Tits. It sounds like I'm a serial killer of some sort. Anonymous Black Woman.
Or we could just call you, like, Random Black Lady.
Thanks.
No problem.
I feel really
black
special.
Black Lady number
I feel
two.
Really special right now.
You always should feel special.
Thank you.
What is this, you're special to me.
What is this, like her extra spec? Jeez Louise, people.
What about you, voice? Small voice.
Hi.
Can we call her
small voice?
Little voice. I'm Rachel Sassapants Frumkin.
The man with the brown underwear?
Today.
The man with the brown underwear.
Oh, me. Hey, hello, everyone. It's Jeff, and I finally have an alter ego, the woo-hoo! Phantom Kitten.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. That just happened in your ears.
That stimulated me.
You sure you're not straight?
Yourself?
I don't know.
Can you stop stimulating yourself in public?
No.
Hands above the table.
What about you?
Who's that person talking?
My name is Nathan the Singularity, a.k.a. Babyface.
That's right. He's such a little sad baby face. Oh, look at his sappy little baby face.
I had to shut
it's
him down.
It's not necessarily a baby face if he's not shaved.
But he's just a hairy baby.
Like he'll look like a tiny lesbian, apparently, if he's shaved.
He's like
a hobbit baby.
Baby, that's your name.
I know, maybe I could be an Armenian. No, I'm just saying.
hey. Speaking of babies and Armenians, the Super Bowl is this weekend. Tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
What's the Super Bowl?
It's a straight people thing.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no. I watch the Super Bowl. I don't watch it for the game. I watch it for the commercials.
And the halftime show?
Yeah, and the halftime show.
Come on, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Is she going to lip sync this too?
Probably.
No.
Probably. And then, like, Rand Paul will say.
She made a statement about it.
Can Rand Paul ask for the trophy to be taken away from the winning team because Beyonce is going to lip sync?
I hope so. If there's not a media firestorm over the Super Bowl this year, I'm going to be very upset.
You know what? I'm kind of missing wardrobe malfunctions. I think we need that to happen again. I think that
like
was
Beyonce?
Fun. Yeah. I mean, Beyonce is clearly more attractive than Janet Jackson anyway. So.
I think we need wardrobe malfunctions
she does have
with
more
Justin
jelly,
Timberlake.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Mm. Oh no, your pants, they're not on.
Oh no, what happened?
Baby, put your pants back on.
Or don't.
Don't.
Okay.
What did I tell you, Nathan, before the show? If you're going to talk, it must be funny.
Rachel, if you're going to talk, you should not. Just don't ever.
That was an excellent comeback.
Maybe you're so clever.
That was like the best comeback
today.
Ever.
I feel not. Really witty, guys.
When I thought we were going to talk about babies, I thought we were going to talk about like going to prom tonight and how I'm going to leave a baby in a dumpster.
Oh yeah, we are going to 80s prom tonight. So if
Papa,
anyone who's listening will be there.
And you can touch us or...
Or her.
Or him.
Or her.
Or him.
Or her.
Or him.
So today's show will be all about love. In particular, really, really horrible fan fiction love.
Ooh.
So,
how about horrible fan fiction that's been, like, you know, made into shit?
Well, speaking of.
You're right. That was really funny.
Twilight. Who here has seen or read Twilight?
Both Stacey and I have read Twilight.
I have read the first book. I have seen all the movies except for both parts of Breaking Dawn.
Well, I haven't seen the last three movies, but I saw the first two and I read all the books.
I haven't seen the last movie. I've read all of the books.
It's Taylor
I've
Lautner.
Had nothing to do with Twilight because I really am the straight man on the show.
I find that hard
that.
To believe.
Really?
I think you have like a Twilight tattoo on your body.
I think you're secretly Team Edward.
It's on my buttocks.
I think you're secretly Team Edward. You want him to sparkle in the glow of your sunlight and
I do know one thing, that they do make Twilight dildos and they sparkle and they're white, like pale white, and they sparkle.
Are they cold?
Wait for it. And then it has a gel in it that you can put in the freezer so that it will become cool against your skin in all the ways that the ladies like.
What?
Is there one modeled after Taylor Lautner?
No, I believe only our pet.
Because you know what? If it was modeled after Taylor Lautner, then it'd be like really unpleasantly hot.
Oh my God.
Unpleasantly
hot. No, like 1,000 degrees or something. I don't want that up there.
Speaking of hairy babies.
I found it. There's also one that had... That
is disturbing.
Stop it. It's so wrong.
Upper body of Edward with his shirt open.
Ew. There's an Obama faced one too.
I don't know how you put that in your vagina.
That's so not okay.
Well, let me teach you.
Ew.
Oh no, look, it's
that one has teeth.
Guys, this show is really grossing me out.
Is that a fleshlight? That fleshlight
has
vampire teeth.
With vampire teeth.
Oh my God.
Or is that the chestburster from Aliens?
That's just gross, guys.
That's kind of hot.
With vampire teeth.
Wait, go back to that photo.
Can you post that on our Facebook?
Yeah, I'm going to post it right now.
If you want to see this fleshlight with teeth, go onto our Facebook. And if you want to call in at 1-800-893-9562. Speaking of Twilight, if you've ever read 50 Shades of Grey, it is set in the Twilight universe. It is actually a Twilight fan fiction that was made into a book. Have any of you actually read this thing?
No, I have not.
So...
I'm sorry.
I guess
it's
a bad woman.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey is Twilight.
It's a fan fiction that this woman wrote about.
I thought it was like a businesswoman.
No. It's Bella and Edward's like shit, and they made it into a fanfic. She made it, and then it became this like.
It was originally supposed to be like a fan fiction, and then she just changed all the names and turned it into.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is it supposed to be like them grown up?
No.
No.
I can't really comment on that.
Because aren't they business people?
I don't know.
I think he's a businessman and she's like a librarian.
I don't know what she is.
I have no idea anything about it.
If anybody knows,
call in.
Parents, if you're listening right now, the number is Frank's going to read it right now.
1-800-893-9562.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
That was a good job. I liked it a lot.
I know. I'm pretty good at jobs. With that being said, I'm not going to mince words. We're just going to go straight into it. I actually have here a fan fiction, a Harry Potter fan fiction called My Immortal. It is widely regarded as one of the worst fan fictions ever written. And also incredibly hysterical because you'd have to be batshit insane to write this shit. So,
I'm sorry. I was having a really bad day.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. But we are going to be reading 5 chapters right now. So
can we read this in any style we'd like?
Yes,
sweet.
We can. So, Rachel, we're going to start off with
all
you.
All right. I've got to get into character. The name, My Immortal, chapter 1. I'm sorry, I'm going to do as well, try not to laugh because this is the dumbest thing ever. Hi, my name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Ravenway, and I have long ebony black hair. That's how I got my name. With purple streaks and red tips that reaches my mid-back and icy blue eyes, like limpid tears, and a lot of people tell me I look like Amy Lee. Wow, she thinks highly of herself, doesn't she?
She sounds hot.
I don't know. Thinks highly of themselves.
I'm not related to Gerard Way, but I wish I was because he's a major fucking hottie.
Yeah,
I'm a vampire,
sure.
But my teeth are straight and white. I have pale white skin. I'm also a witch, and I go to a magic school called Hogwarts in England. Yes, I know. Where I'm in the 7th year. I'm 17. I'm a goth, in case you couldn't tell. And I wear mostly black. I love Hot Topic, and I buy all my clothes from there. For example, today I was wearing a black corset with matching lace around it, and a black leather miniskirt, pink fishnets, and black combat boots. I was wearing red, black lipstick, white foundation, black eyeliner, and red eyeshadow.
But it was 99 cents.
Woo woo. I was walking outside Hogwarts. It was snowing and raining, so there was no sun, which I was very happy about. A lot of preps stared at me. I put my middle finger at them.
Preps.
Hey, Ebony, shouted
a voice. No preppies, preps.
Wait, I've got to get back into this start. Oh, I, Ebony, shouted a voice. I looked up. It was Draco Malfoy. What's up, Draco? I asked. Nothing, he said shyly. But then I heard my friends call me, and I had to go away.
End of chapter 1.
End of chapter 1.
Draco Malfoy just made Frank's panties
rain and snow at the same time?
Apparently.
It's Hogwarts, okay? They can do whatever the fuck they want.
I mean, it's a wizard school, Nick. They can pretty much make anything happen. Oh my god, that was
so hot. Stop touching
that
yourself.
That was super
Frank.
Hard to get through.
I'm so excited.
Was it super hard? Was it super hard?
A little bit.
Super hard.
You wish you were super hard right now.
This is a masterpiece. I wish I was super hard right now.
Don't we all?
Oh, Bobby.
I will continue the reading. Starting chapter 2. The next day, I woke up in my bedroom. It was snowing and raining again. I opened
the door. I like how I got one sentence out. And we're like, oh, that's it.
Oh my god, this is wonderful. I opened the door of my coffin and drank some blood from a bottle I had.
Like you do.
My coffin was black ebony. And inside,
like my name.
And inside it was hot pink velvet with black lace on the ends. Like, I got out of my coffin.
Did you get the lace at Hot Topic, too?
She got the coffin at Hot Topic. Come on.
Oh, my God. I got out of my coffin and took off my giant My Chemical Romance t-shirt, which I used for pajamas.
Hey, what's with all the My Chemical Romance hate? Seriously.
I love My Chemical Romance.
The point is, that's just a funny image.
Come on. Instead, that's not what we're laughing at.
Instead, I put on a black leather dress, a pentagram necklace, combat boots, and black fishnets on. I put on 4 pairs of earrings in my pierced ears and put my hair in a kind of messy bun. My friend Willow woke up then and grinned at me.
Is she your lesbian lover, Ebony?
Is she a witch? Is she a whispering Willow?
Maybe.
Maybe she also
weeps. She flipped her long waist-length raven black hair with pink streaks and opened her forest green eyes. God, she's so beautiful. She put on her Marilyn Manson t-shirt with a black mini, fishnets, and pointy high-heeled boots. We put on our makeup, black lipstick, white foundation, and black eyeliner.
There's a lot of, like, dressing in this thing. There's a lot of description of what
I feel like
are
at the end of every chapter. We should say sponsored by Hot Topic.
I know, right? Oh, why are you angry, baby face, right now?
This is my fucking face.
Oh, get a different one.
Nobody
then.
Asked Ben Savage why he had a baby face.
I would.
Yeah, I would have.
Oh my fucking god! I saw you talking to Draco Malfoy yesterday.
Oh, I didn't realize
she said excitedly.
More.
Oh, there's more.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so I said, blushing, "Do you like Draco?" she asked as we went out of the Slytherin common room and into the Great Hall. "No, I so fucking don't," I shouted. "Yeah, right," she exclaimed. Just then, Draco walked up to me. "Hi," he said. "Hi," I reverted flirtily.
I like how Draco is the one person with an American accent.
We flirted flirtily.
She replied flirtily, okay? It's
you
a word.
You said we flirted flirtily.
You're the Swedish chef, come on.
Flirty, flirty, family, okie dokie.
Let's make a play called Verger.
Guess what, he said. What, I asked. God, such a deep dialogue. Well, Good Charlotte are having a concert in Hogsmeade. Oh my god, I'm so excited, you guys. He told me. Oh my fucking god, I screamed. I love Good Charlotte. They are my favorite band besides My Chemical Romance. Well, do you want to go with me? He asked. I gasped. End of chapter 2.
Chapter 3, shit's about to go down, okay?
Can you imagine?
Serious,
can you imagine
I'm
if you're
not feeling all
like...
the My Chemical Romance hate?
I have
a question to ask you, Frank.
Yes.
Out of curiosity, how many chapters is this atrocity?
I think it's like 20 something.
Holy moly.
It might be more, and there is a sequel.
Holy mother of pearl.
I think we're only going to chapter 5, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. All right, chapter 3.
You prepare. Seem so excited.
Prepare yourself.
I'm getting in preparation.
She's fighting the mic right now.
Are you wearing your black lipstick?
Enthusiasmology?
I didn't hear what you just said.
Chapter 3. On the night of the concert, I put on my black lace-up boots with high heels. Underneath them were ripped red fishnets.
Ooh.
Then I put on black
topic.
Leather mini dress with all this corset stuff on the back and front.
Also from my top.
I put on matching fishnets on my arms. I straightened my hair and made it look all spiky. I felt a little depressed then, so I slit one of my wrists.
Oh, good.
And then I healed it up with my witchy powers.
Wait. Is this a vampire that slits her wrist? Can I just point out? Isn't that a little bit cannibalistic? Like,
she's a vampire.
Let's look at my own
witch.
Blood. Oh, okay.
I read a depressing book while I waited for it to stop bleeding and listened to some GC. I painted my nails black and put on tons of black eyeliner. Then I put some black lipstick on. I didn't put on foundation because I'm pale anyway. I drank some human blood, so I was ready to go to the concert. I went outside. Draco was waiting there in front of his flying car. He was wearing a Simple Plan t-shirt. They would play at the show, too. Baggy black skater pants, black nail polish, and a little eyeliner.
She just ruined Draco Malfoy.
Hi, Draco. Draco ruined Draco Malfoy. Hi, Draco, I said in a depressed voice. Hi, Draco, I said in a depressed voice.
Didn't Snape ruin Draco? Yeah.
Hi, Ebony, he said back.
That's a different fan fiction.
We walked into his flying black Mercedes Benz. The license plate said 666. We flew to the place with the concert. On the way, we listened excitedly to Good Charlotte and Marilyn Manson. We both smoked cigarettes and drugs.
Excitedly, they acted flirtedly.
You smoked cigarettes and drugs.
We both smoked cigarettes and drugs. When we got there, we both hopped out of the car. We went to the mosh pit at the front of the stage and jumped up and down as we listened to Good Charlotte.
That's what you do in mosh pits.
You come in cold. You're covered in blood. They're all happy you arrived. The doctors cut your cords. Hands to your mom. She sets you free into this life. Sang Joel. I don't know the lyrics to that song. Joel is so fucking hot. I said to Draco, I'm actually reading exactly what it said, just so everybody knows. Joel is so fucking hot. I said to Draco, pointing to him as he sung, filling the club with his amazing voice. Suddenly, Draco looks sad. What's wrong? I asked.
Did he have a sad baby face?
He did. Yeah. Sad baby face. What's wrong? I asked as we moshed to the music. Then I caught on. Hey, it's okay. I don't like him better than you, I said. Really? Said Draco sensitively as he put his arm around me, all protective. Really, I said. Besides, I don't know Joel, and he's going out with Hillary Duff, or I fucking hate that little bitch, I said disgustingly, thinking of her ugly blonde face. This is not nice. The night went on very, really well. I had a great time. So did Draco. After the concert, we drank some beer and asked Benji and Joel for their autographs and photos with them.
And then
we got GC concert tees.
So she did get to meet Joel.
Apparently.
Okay.
Draco and I crawled back into the Mercedes-Benz, but Draco didn't go back into Hogwarts. Instead, he drove the car into the Forbidden Forest. Dun, it's because she hadn't shaved that night. It's called the
Holy Mother.
And chapter three.
In chapter three.
The sponsored by Hot Topic.
Chapter four.
You know that moment when you're on Grindr and someone says that they're a top and you're just like, really?
Can everybody,
no, I don't
every
know
time,
that moment because I'm not on Grindr ever.
But if somebody is to say that to you, can you just go, you're the top. You're the top.
Anyway. If I'm the bottom, you're the top. Comedy people, that's why we're here.
It's comedic, you see.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going into chapter four.
Chapter four.
So, okay.
Draco!
I shouted. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
He's angry.
She's an angry little woman.
So aggressive.
Draco didn't answer, but he stopped the flying car and he walked out of it. I walked out of it too, curiously.
What the fucking hell?
I asked angrily. Ebony? He asked.
What?
I snapped. Draco leaned in extra close and I looked into his gothic red eyes. He was wearing color contacts.
If Draco and Ebony got together, it'd be Ebony and Ivory. I'm just saying.
Which revealed so much depressing sorrow and evilness. And then suddenly, I didn't feel mad anymore. And then suddenly, just as I, Draco, kissed me passionately.
Just as I, Draco.
Is that what the sentence actually reads like?
That's what it actually
Holy
reads like.
Mother.
I don't know if it was a typo or something. Draco climbed on top of me, and we started to make out keenly against a tree. He took off my top, and I took off his clothes.
Oh, no.
You did that corset, man. Put the effort
in. I even took off my bra. Then he put his thingy into my...
He put his thingy into my thingy.
He put his thingy into my you-know-what.
Oh.
We did it for the first time.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Can I just say that I don't think Frank does know what? Frank knows what. I don't know, Jeff.
Can we turn on the air?
What,
it's getting really
Frank
hot in here.
Know what.
Oh
my God.
Oh, I screamed. I was beginning to get an orgasm. We started to kiss everywhere and my pale body became all warm and then, what the hell are you doing, you motherfuckers? It was Dumbledore.
Please tell me Dumbledore joins in.
Oh my God.
Jeff, did you just brown your underwear a little bit?
I browned my underwear.
Oh,
yay.
Please conclude this awfulness that is.
Guys, this is getting really hot.
I'm really like.
Where did you guys find this story?
Yeah, what is this story called?
It's called My Immortal.
My Immortal.
I said it in the beginning.
I didn't hear it.
She read the title.
I'm so sorry. I can't deal with two angry babies.
Okay? I need to know how this shit ends. Nathan.
She's pregnant. What?
Dumbledore made Draco and I follow him. He kept shouting at us angrily. You ludicrous fools! He shouted. I started to cry tears of blood down my pallid face. Draco comforted me. When we got back to the castle, Dumbledore took us to Professor Snape and Professor McGonagall, who were both looking very angry. They were having sexual intercourse in the Forbidden Forest, he yelled in a furious voice. Why did you do such a thing, you mediocre dunces? asked Professor McGonagall. How dare you? Demanded Professor Snape. And then Draco shrieked, Because I love her! Everyone was quiet. Dumbledore and Professor McGonagall still looked mad, but Professor Snape said, Fine, very well, you may go up to your rooms. Draco and I went upstairs while the teachers glared at us. Are you okay, Ebony? Draco asked me gently. Yeah, I guess, I lied. I went to the girls' dorm and brushed my teeth, because that's what vampires do, and my hair, and changed into a low-cut, black, floor-length dress with red lace all around it and black high heels.
From Hot Topic.
When I came out, I'm gonna wait for dramatic pause. She just came out.
Oh, you no. came out?
Anticipation.
Draco was standing in front of the bathroom, and he started to sing, I Just Want to Live by Good Charlotte. I was so flattered, even though he wasn't supposed to be there. We hugged and kissed. After that, we said goodnight and reluctantly went back into his room. That's all Frank prepared
and,
for.
And that's it?
That's all Frank prepared for.
Seriously, yes. I need to know how this ends.
I need to stop touching myself right now.
I left it on a cliffhanger.
Harry Potterology.
Harry Potterology. I just have to say...
Nice. My immortal in stores.
Nah, it's Cowboy Bebop. Just kidding.
I think somebody really important would have something to say about that. Moaning Myrtle wants to chime in, guys.
Come on, Moaning Myrtle. Tell
she
us
has
what
to
saying.
Say something. Okay. I have to go get her, guys. Okay.
Okay,
so
go
just
get
wait.
Her. Go get her.
Okay.
Let her in.
Let her alcohol,
in. No,
alcohol.
No, she's a ghost. She doesn't have to be let in. She can just come through the walls.
I'm just going to drink now.
Okay. Guys, all I have to say is that that story lacked Harry. And Harry is the best. Draco was just so mean to him all the time. Why didn't have enough Harry naked in the bathtub? Figuring out puzzles. I do like Harry, but he never loves me. They should make a fan fiction about that. Okay. Thank you, Moaning, for that really insightful thing you had to say.
Thank you,
Moaning. I think Myrtle and I should start a bar named Puzzles.
Puzzles?
And then the puzzle will be the puzzle.
Wait, can the booths actually be bathtubs?
Yes.
The go-go dancers are all Harry.
And be like, why's your bar name Puzzles? And that'll be the puzzle.
I see what you're doing there. And
it's called quoting How I Met Your Mother.
You look like you're a koi baby now. Koi baby. Okay.
That was good. That was good. A fun read, Frank.
That was a fun read.
Was it a stupid idea because it was your idea? I'm exhausted now.
I want to stab whoever wrote that in the eyes, but I thought it was fun.
I also want to drink
110%.
I really need to replenish my fluids right now because
she loved that Hot Topic nonsense, right?
How long is it going to be until they make that into a book and then a movie?
I don't know,
guys. I mean, I've never read 50 Shades of Grey, but I imagine that this is so much better.
So, who do you think is going to play the lead in 50 Shades of Grey when
Robert
the movie
Pattinson
comes out?
And Kristen Stewart.
No way.
I thought they said they can't do that because it's the same universe.
They said they can't, yeah.
That's who I heard.
I'm going to check on
IMDb. I don't know. That might have been just a rumor, but that's what I heard, that it's them twos.
I'm going to look right now.
Well, if it's them, it's going to be very stimulating.
Stimulating?
Stimulating.
Stimulating?
Stimulating.
They don't have any cast people up here.
You guys,
Angelina Jolie expressed interest in the role?
Of course.
Interesting.
She's interested in the role.
Who's
Home
this?
Wrecker.
Who's this?
what?
Who's interested in the role?
Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
Jolie.
People that they are looking at are Lauren Watson, Emily Clark, Lucy Hale, Alexis Bledel, Emma Watson, Elizabeth Olsen.
They should go with Alexis Bledel.
Ooh, Elizabeth Olsen.
I like Elizabeth Olsen.
No, they should go with Alexis Bledel.
Why? Go with someone.
Because you're from Gilmore Girls.
Because you're obsessed with Gilmore Girls.
I'm obsessed with Gilmore Girls.
You guys, she really is
Hispanic.
Straight. You guys.
She's going to go to Yale or Harvard.
For all those on radio who can't actually see her doing air quotes, she's doing air quotes.
I'm air quoting.
That's gross.
Wait. Oh, James Dean is another guy. Oh, I was like, James Dean's dead. But then it's the porn star, James.
It's the porn star, James Dean.
Hey,
He's probably done it.
He was in a movie with Lindsay Lohan. He's legitimate now.
I'm so sorry, James Dean. Come and defend yourself on our show.
Do you know what? Do you know he has a surprisingly, like, his fan base is, like young teenage girls.
I thought she was going to describe his penis.
He has
a surprisingly small penis.
No, his fan base is, like, young teenage girls, like, 15 to like 13 to 15 year olds are like, I relate to him because he looks like the boy next door. He looks like a boy in my school. And I'm like, all right, sure. I just find it weird.
That's how I relate to you, Rachel.
It was very awkward. I just found it weird that was his fan base.
That's how I relate to you, Rachel.
That's how you relate to me?
Yeah. Because you look like you're 14.
Well, you look like you're 14 too.
Exactly.
So the babies are fighting.
Get along.
No babies.
Toddler fight.
Yeah,
my
where are the
babies?
Knives?
Fanfictionology.
Keep in mind, if we get into a diaper fight, I'm the one sitting next to Jeff.
What? Oh, I got it. Okay.
Sorry, Jeff.
That's okay. I'm fine with it.
Speaking of brown, that was amazing.
Do you have topics? Like, I feel like we just did not prepare.
No, we did them.
Can we read more of this later?
Yes.
Like, I feel like that could happen.
I feel like it should happen.
Also, I feel like I want to read that lesbian one.
I seriously need to know how it ends.
Well, you can go online and
he's
read it.
He's not being funny. He's serious.
Does he touch her thingy again? Does he go inside her thingy?
You know what?
To his room? So I'm thinking something might happen.
There's going to be more thingies.
There's going to be some thingies touching some thingies.
Really? You think?
Snape's probably going to get involved. They're all going to be mediocre dunces together.
I guess the real question is there going to be a rubber thingy covering his thingy so that they don't have a larger thingy come out of her thingy?
It doesn't seem like that is going to happen because it didn't initially happen. So I'm thinking teen pregnancy is going to be involved in this.
You think a thingy is going to come out of her thingy?
A wizard.
It's going to be
coitus
interruptus.
A wizard, vampire, witch baby is going to come out of that chick, man.
It's going to come out perfectly pale with black lipstick already on.
Permanent eyeliner.
Maybe a Hot Topic diaper.
Hot Topic diaper. Mm-hmm.
You know who this story kind of reminded me of? You guys watch America's Next Top Model? All of you do. So
nobody is that gay up in here except for you.
I can honestly say I do not watch America's.
I don't know what you're talking about, but yes, I do.
Does anybody watch America? Okay.
Yes,
so
I do.
Allison from like two seasons ago.
Oh, the weird girl.
The one that liked blood and always wanted a bloody nose because she had never had one, and she just was so jealous of people who had bloody noses.
Here's
somehow,
my question for you.
This entire story reminded me of her.
Do her big eyes scare you as well?
No, her big eyes are so attractive. Allison?
You're so weird. You're so strange.
What if she started bleeding from her eyes? I mean, it's not a bloody nose,
stigmata?
But it's close.
That would scare the shit out of me. I know it happens, but that would scare the shit out of me.
And
then I'd be like Jeff.
What?
If it scared the shit out of me.
Shitology.
I get it.
Shitology.
Jeff, you opened up that can of worms.
You opened up that can of worms. Sorry.
I did. What can I say?
What kind of fan fictions would you guys actually like be okay with? Personally,
none.
I use this as an example, but I think it would be pretty awesome if Batman and Wolverine teamed up and did a Western. I think that'd be badass.
I think that would be really cool.
And Stacey's touching herself. She's waking Jack and Karen.
They're awake!
What about you guys?
I would so be down with that. I used to write fanfiction.
Okay, so I was thinking about this since you posed the question, and I think it'd be really neat, just because they're kind of both Western-y, like if the universe of Firefly and the universe of Star Wars... mashed up together.
I can't.
Right?
Oh, you get that.
I think that'd be the best thing ever. Oh, guys, I've just made her a puddle.
Between that Batman and Wolverine, she can't even talk.
Do we have a saucer we can put her into
after we leave?
Yeah. But I was thinking,
can you imagine
about
if like
that?
if a guy dressed up like, if like four guys came in here dressed up like, you know, like Wolverine, Batman, Captain Mull, I mean like any Harrison Ford character ever, do you know what I would do? Like, I would not even, I would not, I think, I don't even think I would have a sexual feeling. I think I would just faint.
Have you ever seen that gif of that guy sitting down and his head explodes? That'd be you.
Yeah, I think I would. I don't think I would even know what to do.
Boom. But that's what I was, I mean, like, I don't know what they would be doing in this fanfic, but that's what I thought of.
I can think of a few things.
Well, he said it, you would make it sexual, but he said it didn't have to be sexual specifically. So I was like,
of course, it doesn't have to be sexual. Why are you thinking it would be sexual with me?
I think my answer
stop touching
be,
hands above the table.
I think it would be really interesting to have Indiana Jones as Han Solo. Like that character, but in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, that'd be pretty awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool? Like, instead of Han Solo, he's running around with like a whip and like an archaeologist background and stuff like that. I think that'd be cool.
Indiana Jones and the
and then he'd have sex with Chewbacca. Sorry, I have to do it.
What about you? What about you, Jeff? What would be like your fanny fiction-y thingy?
Your fanny.
Your thingy. Your
what
thingy.
Would be that fiction about
what
your fanny?
What would be about your thingy?
In the you know what?
Jesus Christ, I've read enough fan fiction that...
Yeah.
For words, this is a rare thing.
Yeah. One Direction.
Oh.
And...
Me.
What direction and this triangle, Jeff?
Wait,
Rachel,
would you have
Stacey
sex with a transformer?
No, God.
You sure? They don't turn you on a little bit?
No, because for one thing, I mean, they're robots.
They
so,
do have exhaust pipes.
So what if like trans, like what if
people are into that?
What if there's like female transformers and the Hulk? Would that, or like male Transformers and the Hulk, would that be like good sexual fan fiction for you?
I'm kind of surprised that Rachel didn't write one about Aquaman.
I don't know.
I know.
I know, right?
She's got such a boner for Aquaman.
Would you eat sushi off of Aquaman?
Oh, yeah. What if he's like one of those, what are those sushi girls?
Sushi off of Aquaman,
I'd be like,
kind of
I'd be like, look, I just killed one of your brethren.
What is the word I'm looking for?
Bitch.
Cannibalism?
Cannibalistic?
Yeah, cannibalism.
I have to admit,
he's not fish.
I have
though.
To say, guys,
wait,
that
does he eat fish?
It would make it hot if you fed him.
He's
sushi
not
though.
Fish.
That
he's
would be hot.
I know, but does he eat fish?
That's a good question.
He wouldn't eat
if
his
he doesn't.
Brethren.
He's gay.
He's not a fish.
No, but they're his brothers and his sisters.
And
he wouldn't
talks
eat
to them.
Them.
Would he? Would you eat your cat?
Don't answer
pussy?
That. Don't answer that.
I think this is a trick question.
I wanted to say that I do have to admit that when I first started reading Twilight, I did read some of the fan fiction that went along with it.
She just admitted something. And it's just kind of like what she admitted in the car, which is that she's a lesbian.
I just said I don't understand why Zooey Deschanel's eyes scare Nathan. They're very big and pretty.
She went to the girl's door and brushed her teeth and her hair. Changed it to a low-cut black with red legs all around and a black heel.
Shut your face,
when she came out.
I will mention your last name if you don't shut up. I will ruin you.
Seriously, the kiss at the end of New Girl?
Well, don't spoil. Don't. Yeah, I already spoiled it, so I apologize. But don't. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sorry. It's been almost a week now.
Well, sometimes people take a while to catch up to things, Jeffrey.
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 That just reminds me of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So I know it's not fan fiction, but pretty much anything from Torchwood being played out over and over again. Yonto and.
But they do have Doctor Who Torchwood fan fiction.
Like if we just had, you know, Yonto with Spike.
And Hot Topic.
Yes.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Or me.
Or anybody on this side of the table.
I have a big boner for Yonto.
Speaking of boners.
He's Yonto-licious.
He's Yonto-licious.
Who is down to play some merry fuck kill?
I am, but I would like some libation.
No libation.
She wants to be libated. Can someone libate her, please?
Can you please libate me?
Libate the shit out of her.
Just the bottle, do it yourself.
Oh! I like doing it myself.
No, go make him a sandwich.
She loves it.
I do.
All right, let's start with Jeff. What do you have?
With me, I have Bernie Madoff, Diane Downs, and Delphine LaLaurie.
And we're going for the Olympics of lovers here.
Okay, let's see. I am going to... First off, I'm going to kill Bernie Madoff. That's every person's dream, is to kill Bernie Madoff.
All that cash.
Yeah, but...
How many people take it away from him, but he doesn't have any cash.
Oh, then fuck him.
Yeah, seriously.
No, don't fuck him. Okay, kill him.
Okay. And I am going to... Jeez, I have two women.
Oh, blah,
you sound like you're having fun.
You want to trade?
I guess I'm going to... Fuck. Delphine LaLaurie.
Yeah. Those extra limbs will come in handy.
Yeah, murdering black slaves. Fuck yeah.
Wait, are you saying fuck yeah to murdering black slaves?
It wasn't just murder. It was complete and total torture and making different creatures.
That's just foreplay, baby.
She just sounds offensive.
Human centipede. There was one crab lady.
And I guess I'm going to marry Diane Downs because she obviously does not want children.
Well, that works out. That works out.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. What about you, Nathan?
Nothing.
I have Jim Jones, Elizabeth Bathory, and Jack the Ripper.
I'm so jealous of you right now.
So I am going to kill Jack the Ripper, even though he has a British accent.
Seriously?
Because I don't know who he is.
It's so sexy, though.
And nobody knows who he is. He's so mysterious.
I'm going to kill Jack the Ripper.
Oh. What if he's
I'm going to fuck Elizabeth Bathory.
Yeah, you are.
Because... A, she's a woman. B, she has a fascination with virgins, and so do I.
Oh, God.
And finally, I am going to marry Jim Jones because you'd always come home to a cold beverage.
a cold, poisonous beverage. He'd have a bevy of aged wives for you to always
have. Look up a picture of Jim Jones. We did it. He's mildly attractive. He looks like a normal guy.
I drink
his
Kool-Aid.
Pedophile people. Mm.
He also was wearing
a tuxedo. Everyone's Kool-Aid.
So pick somebody else, Frank.
What about you, Stacy?
Oh!
Bam.
What the hell was that? Speaking of orgasm.
Yeah, if you think that's my orgasm. Anyway.
Actually, that was more like your unbelievable.
Oh!
Music.
So I got Fred Phelps. Oh, Jesus. Vlad the Impaler. And Ted Bundy.
Oh, I know.
So I'm going to kill Fred Phelps. So to ensure that the Westboro Baptist Church will protest my funeral.
You don't like wrinkly balls?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to have sex with Ted Bundy.
Kill Fred Phelps.
I mean, he's not really my type.
But he likes autoerotic asphyxiation. So.
I'd love to strangle him during sex. So I'm going to do that. And I would marry Vlad the Impaler because, he loved his woman.
Yeah.
He loved her.
There's a stable life there.
There's a stable life.
I mean,
he was a prince. I mean, I'm okay with that.
It's kind of hot.
Sure.
Whatever. I have a castle.
Yeah.
I might go a little crazy and he's going to deal with it. I don't know. I like it. Cool.
Cool.
And with a name like Vlad the Impaler.
Well, yeah.
He has a lot to live up for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you say impale me?
I'd be like, Vlad, you are the impaler after all.
Sexy. What about you, Rachel?
Oh, I got comical ones, I think. So I got...
It's always comical
I got Eileen Wuornos.
She's funny.
Kim Jong-il.
That's pretty funny.
And Adolf Hitler. For folks out there who may not know, I am Jewish.
So, you are Jewish.
So getting Adolf Hitler is kind of funny. Also, my grandfather survived the Holocaust, so there's that.
Hey, so, let's all have a Holocaust. So we're going to kill 6 million Brews.
I've got to choose between two dictators, and I've got to choose the lesser of two evils to marry or sleep with. Because Eileen Wuornos, I'm just afraid that bitch might go insane on me one day, and I'm going to kill her before she kills me.
I don't know. She was pretty good to her girlfriend. Just don't rape her.
Just saying.
I don't know. Rachel's the rapey kind, so.
The rapey kind.
She's
thanks.
Very rapey, guys.
Thanks. I don't know. I'm afraid like something might happen. Like we'll get in a minor tiff, and she'll go like batshit on me, and then she'll like pour
her MO.
She'll like burn me. I know that's not her MO. I know. Okay. I know, but I'm just saying. That's what I think.
It's not even her thing.
Adolf Hitler or Kim Jong Il? Well, let's see.
Kim Jong Il would get all holes in one.
But Kim Jong Il is
have a problem
Asian,
with
so
the only redeemable
like really
one being
penis.
Killed.
It's my decision.
I know. I just think your decision is dumb.
Well, it's my decision.
Why did you kill Thor?
Why did you kill Thor, Melissa?
I'm sorry. It makes
and
you
now
mad.
Now you're killing the girl with post-traumatic stress.
I'm sorry.
I hate you right now. Continue.
Well, you can hate me all you want. I still love you. Kim Jong... Well, okay, here's the thing. Adolf Hitler, he was an artist at one time. He drew, like, really bad paintings of flowers, but he was an artist and a vegetarian, so that'd mean more meat for me. And he was pretty smart because he got, like, an entire country to think, like, a set of people were, like, the problem of all their things.
Well,
I mean, come on. Mass brainwashing. It's like Jim Jones, but, like, in German. So I'm going to marry Adolf Hitler because he's eventually going to kill himself anyway, so why not? And I would sleep with Kim Jong-il because why not? He's a dictator of, like, a communist
Well,
country.
Kim Jong-il is perfect at everything, so it's fine.
He's probably hung like a white horse.
Except for, like,
like the one he
building
rode
a
on.
City and letting people in it.
No, he's perfect at everything.
I mean, he's got some bitchin' sunglasses, so why
What
not?
About you, Nick? You mean his grandma sunglasses? Nick.
I'm going to tell you what I got.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what you got.
Ooh. Give it to us, Nick.
Give it to us now.
All right. I got Queen Mary, Charles Manson, and L. Ron Hubbard.
You got good ones.
Are we doing Charles Manson before or after he had the Nazi swastika put on him in prison?
Just Charles Manson
before,
in general.
During and after.
That's all right.
Just in gens.
Take the whole pack.
All right. So I'm going to... So I'm going to, All right, so I'm going to... Man, this shit is tough.
I agree with that decision.
I feel the Jeopardy theme
Mary
song needs to be playing right now.
Mary fuck
L. Ron Hubbard.
Mary fuck
He's got one. He's got one.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to marry that fool because he's a Scientologist and he has a shitload of fucking money.
Hell yeah.
But I'll probably get brainwashed, though.
I mean, you're brought into his
cult. And become a zombie cult member.
Yeah.
True that. Unless Scientology wants to sponsor
Queen
us.
Mary.
In which case, we love Scientology.
I'm going to fuck her because she's got a boat and I'm going to hijack her boat and...
Is that a euphemism?
In the waters of Long Beach.
Is that oh wow.
He's gonna hijack her boat and with his penis.
Charles Manson.
That ship has sailed.
I'm gonna kill that fool and take over his cult and make all those people do stuff for me, but it'll just be stuff like going to the store
make
for me and
sandwich.
Buying groceries and shit like that.
Cool stuff.
Random tasks, menial shit.
Awesome.
That's me.
That's a good cult.
I like that. I like
more
that.
More like a maid service, but I like that.
I mean,
that.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's productive.
I agree
Don't
with
be
these
angry,
decisions.
Baby.
That's
I'm
productive
angry,
cult
baby,
work.
Baby.
Productive cult
so
work.
So I got...
Who cares?
Caligula.
Caligula.
I got Caligula, Dick Cheney, and Catherine Knight.
Ew.
I'm going to kill...
Caligula. I want to point out, I don't
know. You would have so much fun while he's.
I want to point out, I don't think Dick Cheney belongs with all of these serial killers. He only shot one person.
Oh, they're not all serial killers. They're just horrible people.
They're just horrible people in history.
No, I said he only shot one person.
I get it. You do make a point. I won't kill Caligula because I could have fun.
You could. I mean, the orgies.
Seriously.
Are you calling me a whore?
Yeah.
She doesn't have to call
so
you.
So I would...
there's a t-shirt that you're wearing.
I would marry Caligula.
Yay!
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I would kill Catherine Knight because who the fuck skins a guy alive, puts him... His skin hangs it over a door, cooks a meal out of the rest of his body, leaves it for the children, and writes a little note.
I mean, that's just being scrappy.
That was my morning.
I mean...
Yeah, I mean, who does that?
I get it, but
ever.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. She didn't use enough salt in her soup.
It's true. Like
she fucking killed that meal.
I know. I mean,
I don't want someone who doesn't know how to cook.
I mean, everybody knows cumin goes great with a little bit of cumin.
Exactly.
And the police can find her somewhere in England. The entire country.
Exactly.
And I'll fuck Dick Cheney because it's
Why
Dick
not?
Cheney. Why not?
It would probably kill him.
I'll show him
if
what
you
Dick
fuck
really
Dick
means.
Cheney, it would kill him.
Probably.
His pacemaker would die.
Yeah. I'll fuck him to death.
Well, then death.
And that is my choice.
He is pro-gay, right?
Kudos to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I
there
hope
you
so,
go.
Since his daughter.
So, what about awkward questions?
Oh,
I am so excited because we have new questions.
Yes.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Let's start off with you, Rachel, since you're talking.
Okay. My question is, if you could be stranded on a desert island with two people from history, dead or alive, who would they be? And what, like, one thing would they bring that could maybe help you survive on this island while you're marooned? I told you it was a long question.
That's a long question.
Could it be anybody? Yeah. Anybody in the history of anything?
Anybody, like, in the history of anything. It doesn't have to be, like, a real person. It could be, like, a fictional person, dead, alive.
I feel like for this one, we, like, need a week to think about
it. Well, I mean, like...
I can go ahead and answer right now.
I told you it was a long question. I'm sorry.
Neil Patrick Harris. And he doesn't have to bring anything, just himself.
In fact,
so
it would be preferable if he did not bring clothes.
And, so you're going to die on this island.
And Tom Hanks, and he has to bring Wilson.
Oh, God. That would drive me crazy. I would kill Tom Hanks.
I would straight up, murder somebody like that. Nathan, what about you?
Oh, geez. Bear Grylls, obviously. I mean, he can get out of any situation.
That's true. He could tell you how to survive.
I don't even know that he needs to bring anything because, like, Bear Grylls just has it on him whenever he's walking around. And Emma Stone, for same reason as Neil Patrick Harris.
She's good.
And if she forgets her bag of clothing, I mean, that's cool. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Hudson.
Well,
you don't need to ask why. You know why.
I know why.
I think I kind of forgot about the historical thing. I was like, oh yeah, two people.
Rock Hudson. What about you, Estese?
You
only
picked
one person.
You only picked one person.
Oh, we have to pick two. Sorry, I didn't know. Yeah, right. Marlon Brando circa Streetcar Named Desire.
So I'm confused about this question. Are we trying to survive?
Yeah, I don't understand. So all you fuckers would just die on this island?
I brought Bear Grylls.
Okay, I'm trying to think, like, who
you're
we want
trying,
to talk about?
You're
like,
trying.
Life.
You're bringing two people, and they're bringing something that would help you survive while you're marooned on this desert island.
Rock Hudson would build.
I would bring
building materials.
So, Bear Grylls.
Okay, so I'm going to bring Captain Mal with Firefly,
I suppose the real good answer would have just been.
Yonto.
I want to bring Doctor Who.
No, I'm going to bring Yonto, and he's going to bring nothing because we're going to play tag.
Okay, so I am going to bring Magellan because he knows how to navigate. He could probably get us off the island.
Firefly can get us off the island.
Firefly can get us off the island.
Seriously.
Magellan and... are going to bring Han Solo because he always shoots first.
I love Han Solo because his hands are so
low. He's dreamy. But yeah, he might bring, you know, he might have some stuff that could help us survive. He might know how to like cut some coconuts. Ooh. Coconuts? Coconuts off of trees.
I could find his coconut.
So yeah, that's who I would have on my desert island.
What about you, Stacey?
She already said.
No, question.
Oh, her question.
Oh, my question. If you had to be the opposite sex for a day, what would you look like and what would you do?
I would look like the girl from the fan fiction that we just read. I mean, I kind of look, if I shave, I kind of look like a large lesbian. So I feel like.
Tiny, large lesbian. What
I
would
feel
you
like
do?
I would already just look like a woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what would you do?
What would I do for the day? You know, I mean, I think everybody would want to have sex, you know? I mean, I think you want to feel like what that's like for the other side.
Awesome.
Yeah, if I was a woman, I would just have sex all day.
Okay.
Who would you look like, though?
Angelina Jolie.
There you go.
Oh, that makes my answer really weird. Because I was going to say, I want to look like Brad Pitt.
You guys are going to have sex.
I want to look like Brad Pitt, just so I could see what life is like for Brad Pitt.
Y'all are homewreckers.
I would be a girl. But not because I want to experience sex, but honestly, some of the shit that bitches wear looks good, and I want to wear some of that shit, but I can't.
She didn't ask you what gender you would be.
I know.
Whatever.
She asked you what you would look like.
Okay. What I would look like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what you would do.
Oh, okay.
Well. I like that it's answered. You're the opposite gender for a day. Okay, I would be a girl.
I was like, is that a
I was framing the answer.
You had to tell us.
So,
we weren't sure.
I don't know. Mila Jovovich, because I love her.
Do you want us to save Plus, the rest of our questions for next
super,
time?
She's married to somebody super handsome.
Okay, me. I would be Nathan Fillion. And
just have sex with yourself.
Yeah, I would have sex with myself all the time. And I'd solve crimes, castle style.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
We forgot to ask Nick our questions, didn't we?
We have more questions.
Yep.
What's the questions?
Oh, well, the question was, my question was if you could bring two people on a desert island from history, dead or alive, any history, fiction, non-fiction, who would you bring and what would they bring on the island to help you survive?
I'm going to bring Willy Wonka just so we can chill and he can make fucking candy out of anything and everything. Yeah. And then I'm also going to bring, I'm going to bring John Lennon so we can play some guitar and he can help me write songs. And that's who I would pick.
Nice. Jeff, question.
Question, easy question. Have you ever masturbated to photos on Facebook?
To like people's, but like people I know Facebook
yes,
photos?
God.
Or like just no. like pages Facebook photos?
To people you know.
Oh no, no. Never. Oh no, no never.
No, never.
Lying.
I'm not.
No, because people I can't answer that without getting people mad, but no.
What about you, Nick? Have you ever masturbated to anybody's Facebook that you know?
Masturbated to someone on Facebook?
Yeah.
Like what? Like
a picture.
Picture?
Yeah.
Nah, man, just look at porn instead.
Nice. Like,
everyone's naked and porn and doing
pictures.
Sexual things. On Facebook, they're all clothed and just like
yeah, everybody's clothed
on phone,
Facebook.
Taking a mirror
yeah.
pic.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I know your answer, Jeff, since you're the one that thought of this question. But
yeah. Okay.
What about
next
you,
question?
Nathan? You have, huh?
Nathan?
All right. I've been highly debating this question, but I guess I'll go with it. If you had
debate.
To have sex with one inanimate object in this room, what would it be?
In this room?
In this room. What would it be and how would you do it?
With you.
Inanimate.
What constitutes a sex?
Like something sexual with an inanimate object.
I would put my phone on vibrate and call myself.
All right.
That's what I was like.
Good. Yeah,
that's
good.
I'm trying to, like, I'm looking around the room at what there is, and I'm like, I probably would use my phone.
All right, that's a fair answer.
I will say there's this inanimate object next to a water bottle that kind of looks like a dildo.
It's a flashlight.
It's a flashlight.
Oh, it's a flashlight.
It actually really does look like a dildo, guys.
Yeah.
So he's having sex with a flashlight.
Okay. Right.
I would use the trash bin. I would make it a literal cum dumpster.
Oh. Wow. Nathan?
They're good answers. That's why I was pondering the question, because I can't figure it out for myself.
Well, you've got wine bottles.
There's like no holes.
And we're not
enough.
And we're not in the middle.
You've got microphones, bottles.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would.
A light pole.
I would make a bigger hole in the plastic Dr. Pepper bottle that I have sitting in front of me.
Why did I think that you were going to say Dr. Pepper bottle? I don't know why.
I honestly thought he was going to go for the wine bottle.
But wine bottle would, if I were to make a bigger hole, it would cut and it would hurt.
It's not that bad.
Oh, We've all seen that video.
You're circumcised.
I thought it would be like, never mind. I'm guessing.
Wow. Guys.
Whoa. Ew.
If you walked 5,000 miles, would you walk 5,000 more?
I would walk 5,000 miles, and I would walk 5,000 more just to be the man who would walk.
That's going to be the answer to everyone's.
I have a question. So if you were to fuck a wine bottle and had an orgasm, would that be a wine O?
Yay.
And with that,
anyway, yes.
So wait, is that your question? Would I?
That is my question.
Would you walk 5,000 miles, and would you walk 5,000 more?
Yeah, I would, just
to be the man.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get the same answer for everyone.
You're really going to get that answer.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is that your answer,
Nathan?
No, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, answering it, Frank.
Yeah.
If I have her,
I would not walk 8,000 miles just to walk 1,000 miles more, or whatever the question was, because that's a lot. That's just, I'm not Forrest Gump. I'm not doing all that walking.
For the person that you love, yeah, I would do it.
I would if I was doing it for the purpose of the song.
But, I don't know. I'm
just
kind
for
of
the
out
sake
of, shape.
Of walking, I don't know.
What about you, Jeff? No,
what?
You wouldn't walk 500 miles and then just 500 more
just to be
the man.
Just to walk 1,000 miles.
Yes, I would, because it's you, Frank.
Oh, how sweet.
And with that being said,
I think if it was 499 miles, I might be okay with it. But that last mile, it's hard.
You're so stupid.
You're so silly.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest.
Instagram,
random cave paintings, whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks to our sponsors, Discovery Science Center and RabbleRouserIndustries.com. That's RabbleRouserIndustries.com.
Also, did you have somebody you wanted to thank?
Also, a special shout out to Fanboy Nation.
Thank you, Fanboy
Nation.
You guys
rock over there.
Yes, Fanboy Nation. Woo-hoo. Awesome.
Woo-hoo. And that is our show. Thank you for listening, and...
Have an awkward weekend, people.
And we're Hot Topic.
Yeah, we're Hot Topic.
Bad touch, bad boy. Psycho fanboy. Saucy pants. Get ready. Initiating for no conversation in 3, 2, 1.